The federal government is apparently teaming up with the airlines and technology companies to develop a new database for screening airline passengers. According to a report in today's Washington Post, the information would be used for singling out suspicious people. The government and the airlines have long been interested in such an advanced screening system, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it's unclear whether such a program is legal or how effective it would be.
The goal of airline security today is obvious: come up with a way of pulling aside possible troublemakers without inconveniencing the law-abiding traveling public. Computers might be able to accomplish this using so-called neural networks that look at lots of different data and try to pick out unusual patterns. Such systems are used in businesses today. There, they look for inefficiencies. Kathleen Carley of Carnegie Mellon University says neural networks could also watch other patterns, telephone records or other purchases information, to see when a terror cell is about to move.
Maybe you might want to look at, given all of these things we know about these people who we know are on kind of criminals or informants of criminals, well, at what point does their interaction become more than just chance?
To screen millions of airline passengers, a computer database would need lots of information: credit card records, driver's license information, real estate transactions. But right now, much of that information is carefully protected. Take banking records. Attorney Christine Varney says current bank privacy laws prevent police or airline companies from taking a peek at your financial data.
If you say, "Do not share my information," under the Graham-Leach-Bilyley law, the financial institutions could not share your information unless, of course, law enforcement had a subpoena and was compelled by force of law.
Law enforcement can subpoena that kind of information if they know what they're looking for, but government cannot simply gather that information as a security measure. Varney says that means that law enforcement would not have the right to download credit card records and sift through them.
Unless you have a permissible purpose, which is related to extending credit, employment, insurance, you don't have access to credit reports. So although security may be a laudable goal, the way the law is written right now, that would not be a permissible purpose.
That means before a new security database could be put together, Congress and the state legislatures might have to change existing privacy laws. So far, the public has been supportive of aggressive proposals to improve security, but law professor Deirdre Mulligan of UC Berkeley says people might think otherwise if they realized how many mistakes there are in their credit records.
Because the data wasn't collected for that purpose, and so the usefulness of that data for these kinds of purposes is going to be much less, and it's going to probably unfairly single out people.
And security information will depend heavily on another piece of information that each passenger presents before boarding a plane: a driver's license. It's pretty easy to forge a license and buy a ticket under a false name. In fact, some of the September 11th hijackers had obtained fake driver's licenses. Attorney Ron Plesser says right now there's little effort made to verify that information.
I, like everybody else, give my driver's license to, you know, three or four times in an airplane trip to an airport. You're asked for it repeatedly, but never do they really verify or check that that's really a validly issued license.
Plesser says it's unclear whether airlines have the authority to verify that information. The airlines and the federal government have refused to comment on just what would go into this security database. They could limit the information to stuff that's publicly available. Real estate information, for example, which gets no privacy protections. Computer experts say if less information goes into the database, it will be less reliable and less useful. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.